Welcome back to Ayn and English News with Mira Zamahajar and the rest of the team. Israel has staged a new wave of airstrikes in a Gaza Strip to massacre more Palestinian civilians. The warplanes attacked a fuel truck traveling outside Rafah early Sunday. In the second day of the barbaric attacks, Israeli airstrikes have so far left 6 civilians dead and several others wounded. Israeli military staged 20 airstrikes on Gaza last night. Reports say that hundreds of Israeli troops headed for Gaza border early Sunday to prepare for a possible ground invasion. Israeli warplanes also bombed Hamas Al-Aqsa TV network in Gaza and Ismail Haniyeh's office. It's worth mentioning that inhuman attacks have left some 300 dead and 800 wounded. Israeli officials defy international criticism about the genocide. In response to Israeli savage attacks, Palestinian resistance groups pounded 7 parts of the occupied lands. Now, the United Nations Security Council meeting on Israeli massacre in Gaza Strip just ends in a simple statement. Croatia's UN ambassador, Neven Jureka, in a meeting on early Sunday, read out a non-binding statement on behalf of a 15-member body that called for an immediate halt to Israeli airstrikes in the besieged Gaza Strip. The statement also called for the parties to stop immediately all military activities. This is while the statement did not mention Israel by name. Now, Iran's leader has designated Monday as a general mourning day for Palestinian martyrs in the Gaza Strip. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said that Muslims grieve for innocent Palestinians who are killed in Gaza by Israeli troops. The leader criticized certain Arab and Muslim leaders over their silence towards Israel's crimes. Ayatollah Khamenei further condemned the current horrible Israeli crimes against Gazans. He urged Palestinian fighters, Muslims and Muslim nations, scholars and Islamic media to respond to the Israeli atrocities. He also called on Arab and Egyptian scholars to break the silence and take responsibility for Muslim Gazans' fate. Iran's leader added that Bush's criminal administration accompanies Israel to continue and escalate terrorist acts against Gazans. Ayatollah Khamenei said that the human rights organizations and the so-called UN Security Council show their irresponsibility on human rights. He further urged the Organization of Islamic Conference to take responsibility in a critical situation and to set up a united front against Israeli crimes. Ayatollah Khamenei called for punishment of Israeli ringleaders for the long-term blockade of Gaza and massacre of Gazans. Iranian ship Iran Shahed carrying food and medicine for Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip will depart Iranian port city of Bandar Abbas on Monday. A number of Iranian lawmakers will be on board the ship. Iran's Red Crescent has coordinated with the International Red Cross and Palestinian officials to send the ship to the Gaza Strip through Egypt. Accordingly, 2 Iranian airplanes are to fly to Egypt in a bid to speed up sending humanitarian aids to the impoverished people in the Gaza Strip. Iranian authorities have accumulated people's aids, including hundreds of tons of rice, wheat and other foodstuffs, as well as clothes in 2 weeks. Now, Iran's president has held talks with senior officials of Islamic nations to urge them adopt proper stance towards Israeli atrocities against Gazans. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said in a telephone conversation that Muslim nations should take appropriate stance to avoid the continued Israeli crimes. Ahmadinejad and his Malaysian counterpart Ahmad Badawi called on the non-aligned movement and the Organization of Islamic Conference to hold immediate meetings to address the events. Iran's president also said that the Palestinian resistance has disappointed Israel. Elsewhere, the Iranian Foreign Ministry has issued a statement to condemn Israeli inhuman crimes against Palestinians. The ministry urged the international community to bring Israeli criminals before trial. The statement added that the Israeli bombardments of impoverished and besieged Gaza people is the blatant violation of human rights and Geneva conventions. Iranian parliamentarians have gathered to protest Israeli crimes and massacre of innocent Palestinians in the Gaza Strip as well. The lawmakers detested the continued Israel's airstrikes at hospitals, houses and infrastructure in Gaza. Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani slammed Israel's brutal attacks and unquestionable American and European support for their crimes against Palestinians. Also, Iranian students have held rallies in front of the headquarters of the United Nations in Tehran to protest international community silence to Israeli crimes. The protesters urged the UN to take immediate action to help end agony in the Gaza Strip. The students also condemned inhuman acts by the Israeli occupying forces. Now, live on the phone, we have Dr. Piruz Mojtahid Zadeh. I don't know whether he is on the line. I don't know whether Mr. Mojtahid Zadeh is on the line. Sir, if you're on, welcome on board.
Hello.
Sir, what is the situation like in Gaza, the Gaza Strip now?
Well, I am sure that everybody is fully aware of the scale of the crime that has been going on in Gaza Strip for several years, in fact, and especially in a recent period. And I think there is little doubt everywhere around the world about the severity of the crime. But the question is how Israel can get away with this sort of crime while it is supposed to have left Gaza Strip. It is supposed to have left the Gaza Strip to the Palestinians. And nobody asked the question, if you have left Gaza Strip, what are you doing there? And especially nobody in the Arab world put that question to the Israelis. I mean, we are talking about the lack of proper response from the international community towards this crime that has been going on for so long. I believe the lack of response from the international community is the result of lack of response from the Arab community. The Palestinian state is supposed to be a member of the Arab League, a partner in the union of the Arab states. What are these people doing? What are these states doing to support the cause of the Palestinians and to prevent the continuation of this crisis? Nothing is being done in that respect, and I think the Arab community, before anybody else in the world, is responsible for this crime to continue.
Now, sir, let's be a little bit specific. There have been protests in the West Bank. Is it possible that the situation in the West Bank twirls out of the Palestinian Authority hands, or Israel is coerced to step in?
Well, I suppose it is quite obvious for everybody to see, and I, for one, am not in the business of considering the political things instead of talking out specifically in defense of human rights. We are all aware of the fact that the Palestinian authorities under the leadership of Mahmoud Abbas is in cahoot with the Israelis. And when the Israelis attacked the Palestinians in Gaza Strip, even the Egyptian government closes the borders in order not to give any relief to the Palestinians escaping from the atrocities of the Israeli government, who is supposed to have left Gaza Strip. This is the bone of the questions that everybody in the region is trying to avoid, because George W. Bush, who is still the president of the United States of America, and his president or vice president Dick Cheney, who are in cahoot with Israel because they don't like it. They like it the way that it is going on. I think the first and foremost, the Arab states are to be held as responsible for what is going on.
You talked about Arab states. There are a sheer rift among the Arab governments, simply Egypt and Saudi Arabia, over Gaza. While Egypt seeks out to mediate another ceasefire, Saudis are head